Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Spring is when plans start becoming real. Trips get booked. Calendars fill up. And if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context, the way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are just living in a very strange time right now where the entirety of the Slacker Show will celebrate their birthdays within a little over a month period. And then TX just a little boop.
Right.
Yeah, like, a little bit.
You're only a month late, dude.
I guess, yeah. It's very, very weird. Yeah. And my daughter's in there, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. In between you guys.
Yeah.
You gals.
So we don't want to talk bad about the birthdays we've had or we're going to have, but we want to talk about bad birthdays. Mm-hmm. Does everybody have a birthday in their head that was just like the worst?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You don't really? Like where you thought you were going to get a pony and your parents just gave you a hairbrush? No.
I went to like Disneyland for a birthday.
Oh my God, Jesus. Wow.
Yeah. I can't think of a bad one probably because there were so many good ones.
Oh.
Like this was one of my worst birthdays ever.
What?
Well, no, it has nothing to do with...
Is it because you came and celebrated my birthday?
I'll say this. Okay, so it was my birthday, and Princess decides to have her party on my birthday.
Okay.
Not her day, my day.
It was a
what
Saturday.
Day was your birthday party? Right, but was that your birthday?
No.
No, but so you had your party. So then if I wanted to like hang out with people, I had to go to her birthday party.
Erica.
I didn't even invite you, really.
Oh my gosh! Because it was your birthday, so I had no expectations.
Do you think you are making this better or worse?
What I'm saying is, I had no expectation.
I'm at a loss.
Okay. That was wild.
Put the shovel down.
I was beyond honored that you came by, but I told you, I'm sending this text to you guys, but I know it's your birthday. You're not going to come. But you did, which meant a lot.
But you took all the cool people, so I had to go to your birthday.
Literally no one else that you knew was there.
So I had that.
Sure.
Okay.
Some of my friends, I shouldn't even say this out loud, but Coffee Juan and Costco Jamie show up at my house with a gift. Peeps. Do you even know me?
But do you,
do you even know me?
They were rage baiting you.
I think they were because there were so many other things in the basket that were so good.
Yeah.
Like the basket was full of things that I love, but there were peeps in there.
They were for sure rage baiting you.
Yeah.
And then to top it off, I'm sorry. Like, I don't want to get into old man mode, but whatever's going on with my back, this sciatica thing, I can't stand. Yeah. I can't sit. I can't lay. Mm-hmm. I can't do anything. So I was in bed at 8 o'clock on my own birthday.
Did you
not because I was plowed?
Right.
I just went to bed. I was like, nothing's working, so I'm just gonna go to bed.
Did you at least hear from both your children?
Sure. My daughter was with me.
Okay.
So she was like, sup? And we want calls from bad birthday. My son wrote me like a very heartfelt text.
Aww. Oh, thank God.
That was like,
ooh.
And if I'm being honest, the post that you guys did.
Yeah.
It was like very nice for like that you guys put it was like master of smoking, like you said, like smoking meats or whatever. It was a very nice
T-Hack
thing.
Wrote that little
part. Oh, no.
Did you? It was a very collaborative
effort by all three of us.
It was very nice. What was weird is then Erica, I believe, posted her own. Erica was like, shout out to Erica. Hey, you want sympathy from me? You literally just said I wasn't invited to my birthday party.
Okay, well, it was my birthday
party.
Great. Here's the thing. That was the worst part of my birthday. I do the physical posting for our social media. What was I supposed to do? I said nothing complimentary about me, if you noticed.
No, you were just like, Erica's alive.
Yeah.
She has hair.
Here she is. She has a dog and she's getting married.
Like, you couldn't be like, what a great gal.
No, weird.
I know.
So brutal. Yeah. It's unwinnable.
Yeah.
No, you can't win.
I almost texted you guys and said, please just write the caption. But then it's weird too.
We didn't even collab on that one. I would have written a sentence.
Real strange.
At the party I wasn't invited to, she looked at me at one point and she's like, she was going to ask me to post it, but then she realized I am inept at social media. And she was like, how do I? I'm like, you just got to post it, princess. You guys got to get after it.
I don't remember almost asking you. So.
Yeah, you did. It was funny. I was like, don't look at me. I can't do it.
All right.
Anyway,
well,
that was my bad birthday. If you have, like, what we're looking for, though, is like I can do bad Christmas. Like, my dog died, right?
Sure.
But do you have a birthday where you thought there was going to be a surprise party and then nobody came?
Mm. Ooh.
Or if you just got a horrifying tale of the bad birthday, we want to hear about it. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
My birthday is a special day because it's April Fool's Day.
Oh, every birthday's gonna suck.
The amount of times I remember, like, I didn't open gifts in front of everyone a lot, but the times that I did, I hated because it was like, I know one of these is going to be a prank, a joke, and I'm just going to have to sit here and take it.
I'm sorry. That's awful.
Like your whole life.
Yeah.
April your birthday's Fools. Been a joke.
Yeah.
Is April Fool's really a thing anymore, though?
It still is. People still do it.
And like, in case we were wondering, what were some of those
gifts? There was one, I think it was fifth or sixth grade. I don't remember. They had spent a long time planning it. Like my friends, this joke. I remember there being like a nickel and something else. And I'm just like, It was. They pretended it was jewelry. I have no idea what it was, though. It was like a pun. I don't know.
We'll scratch our thought.
Yeah. We can do better.
Yeah, we can do way better. Yeah. I had a friend on one of my birthdays when I was super into red wine, came to me with a bottle of Chateau Lafite Rothschild.
Okay.
Like, do you understand what that bottle is?
No.
5,000 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, this is the most thoughtful thing. I immediately took it and laid it down, put it in the thing, in my wine cooler or whatever. And like, I don't know, it was like a week or two later when I was getting something else out, the label just fell right off, printed onto a bottle of Charles Shaw. And if you don't know what Charles Shaw is, that is Two Buck Chuck. He thought I would have known. And I was like, I genuinely believed that he bought me Chateau Lafite Rothschild. I was like, what are you, you're not worth $5,000 to anybody.
That's- oh my God.
So sad.
Oh, I don't have any friends.
I remember it was my 12th birthday. I was in sixth grade and we were in class and the teacher like had her back to us and me and my friend across the room, we were mouthing curse words to each other. And we thought we were like, and then the door just swings open and the principal who was in the hallway watching the whole thing, because the doors had like the little panel that you could see. She just threw it into the you, my office. And it was my birthday and we got... It was like four people ended up going and we got detention and stuff on my birthday. And it was still like you had to go and your parents had to sign it. And it's like it's a big deal. You couldn't just like kind of get away with it.
Your parents were disappointed in you.
Yeah. And I had a Little League game that night and we were going to eat cake before it. And I remember we still did the cake, but there, it was just kind of a like,
there was a dank cloud over your cake.
Yeah. And then my dad's just like, all right, ready to go to the game. It killed the whole vibe because I got in trouble and they were like, we're disappointed, but it is your birthday. Okay. And I was crying at school. It was terrible.
Cake before a game is crazy.
That's a wild
thing. Oh, yeah. I do cake. Yeah, in the morning.
This feels like an Iowa thing.
Yeah.
I was 12.
I know, but.
All right.
Wow.
If you've had a bad birthday, we want to hear about it. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about our bad birthdays. I was thinking about this. Like, it's not a bad birthday, but when I turned 21, no one took me out. So like, I don't know, 9-10 o'clock at night, two of my brothers were like, what are you doing here? And I went to a bar with my brothers.
That's so cute, though.
It's so cute, and God love them for doing it, but like...
That makes me really sad.
They're so easy to make sad, though.
Yeah, I hate that.
So we got a text that says...
Well, we got two texts that I'd like to read, and I'm going to start with the sad one first while I'm already feeling it. My grandma called me to wish me a happy birthday, and the next day she got super sick and died a week later. I can tell in her voicemail that she did not feel well, and it makes me sad to listen to it.
So you didn't even pick up the phone when your grandma called?
What if they couldn't? Don't blame her for this or this person.
I can.
Okay, another text. It'll brighten the mood.
Okay.
My brother showed up to the DMV on his 16th birthday, only to find out my parents had been celebrating his birthday on the wrong day for 16 years.
What?
I don't know how that's possible.
It's not on... What? So then he couldn't get his license
yet.
Think
about it. When you're like 14 or 15, you don't look at your birth certificate.
No, you're just going off of, my birthday is this day.
Right.
But for your parents to have celebrated it
the wrong day for 16 years, maybe it's
so then he couldn't get his license that day.
Yeah, I'm assuming that was the problem.
Thank you for reminding me. Bad birthday. Failed my driving test that day.
Hey, man.
Blew through a stop
sign. We're going to need to make sure your birthday's real good next year.
It's okay. Amanda. Ah! Amanda.
Yay.
Bad birthday. What happened?
So when I was 16, it was supposed to be a sweet 16 birthday. I was supposed to have this amazing birthday party. I told all my friends about it and stuff. My birthday is in June on the 27th, so school is out of session, and it was supposed to be this really fun thing. Well, I wasn't that popular, so they would rather have gone to the pool with this other girl who was super popular, also my friend. So that really sucked. But then my boyfriend had broken up with me that day.
What?
We had been together. We had been together since I was, about 13 or so. So it was like 3 years, and it was really rough. And this is before, camera phones and stuff. So oftentimes I go through the photos and I'll see that Polaroid of me sitting there at the table. My parents bought me 2 dozen roses. They were just trying to make me so happy. And there are just tears streaming down my face. And
that's my gosh.
It's like when you're that little, you know, all of that stuff just revolves around, you know, you being happy. And it was like,
oh my God,
terrible.
Yeah. When you're 16, your boyfriend and your friends are the most important thing.
And you
exactly.
And really, it turns out you had a crummy friend group and a crummy boyfriend.
Turns out. Yep. It was horrible.
Okay.
She's thank laughing
you.
Now.
Yeah, yeah. You're okay. Thank you.
I think I got maybe a worse birthday on text.
Okay, hold on. Let me get another one here. Okay. Oh, Robin?
Yes, yay.
Yes, yay. Bad birthday. What happened?
On my 8th birthday, I went over to the neighbors to show my neighbor girlfriend my $20 I got in the mail. Her mom pointed me towards the backyard, and I went to the backyard knowing there was a German Shepherd back there that was really mean, and I walked through that door, and I looked to my left, and here came Tipsy. Tipsy attacked my face. I went down, and I got 42 stitches in the side of my face. Almost took my eye out, and then I went down and put my face down on the concrete, and I got 15 stitches on the back of my head on my birthday.
Oh, my gosh. All because you wanted to show off $20?
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Well, you know what? $20 was a lot back then. Well, that was back in
sure.
the 70s.
Still a good amount, yeah. But...
sure.
It wasn't worth it then, no.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Robin. Okay. Okay, I know we're calling it bad birthday, but
yeah.
What do you have?
Worst birthday, my 50th. Everyone forgot it's at Christmas, and my husband served divorce papers. Had no idea he wanted a divorce. Oh. Yeah, we might not do this one again.
Maybe when we powwow and we go bad birthdays, we just don't. We don't.
And next time we'll go, remember how sad that was?
Yeah, that was real sad.
I think it's therapeutic for some people.
Okay.
Cathartic.
Greg?
Okay.
Yay.
Bad birthday. What do you got? Something cheerful?
It was not cheerful. I was getting divorced. My ex-wife was looking for a place to go. She eventually says, oh, hey, I found a place. I'm moving out this weekend. I know it's not great, but sorry. I was like, yeah, not a big deal. I mean, I know you're moving out. And then I look at the calendar, and it's my birthday. So I went to work instead of taking the day off, and I came home, and my ex-wife is gone. My kid is gone. Half my stuff is gone. And the house is real quiet. So, fun birthday.
We are never doing that birthday again.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
All right, thank you, Greg. Thank you. Let's do one more, huh? Lindsay?
Yay.
Bad birthday. What happened?
So, I wanted to did not invite one of my good friends because she had been being mean to me. My mom made me invite her anyway, and right before she came over to my house, she apparently hooked up with my crush, and so I had her come over anyway, and she had already hooked up with my crush, and they had become boyfriend girlfriend right on my birthday.
Okay.
Who wants cake?
Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
It's a new week. I got my note back. It's time for news or nope.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide this is news. Or no.
What?
I just like leaving a little gap in there.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We need to get our search team out because apparently more than 400,000 Kit Kat chocolate bars have been stolen from a truck in Europe. We need to go.
In
we need
Europe?
To find them. Yes.
What? Four. Okay.
400,000
chocolate bars. Yeah.
Regular Kit Kats, or are they the weird ones?
Weird ones.
Because in other countries, Kit Kats are weird.
Oh.
Have you ever seen the Kit Kats in like Japan
flavors.
And stuff?
Yeah. Have, like a matcha or a yeah. It's fun. Pringles does it too.
I like a OG Kit Kat bar, and I like to eat off the chocolate around the sides, and then
the
flip it on top, and just slowly get each wafer layer.
Yep, I do that too. so sorry. No one needed that information.
We really didn't. Well, I don't. So when you're doing said corn on the cob technique on your Kit Kat, have you broken that piece off first?
Yeah, like yeah,
separated
yeah.
Separated that one. Yeah. You're not doing it on the no. on the cob.
Right. Yeah, no. Do you have the little holders for it?
Yeah. You're just like,
I'm sorry. I'm so out of it.
Here.
How many boxes is 400,000 Kit Kat? Like, what?
And how do you just do like, that?
Anyway.
Yeah. One, two, or oh, he's in a semi or something.
Yeah, there was a vehicle going to distribute to Poland, and yeah, just along the way.
Somebody just nabbed the 400,000 Kit Kats. Okay. All right, well, I just think we look for a kind of a heavier set, dude.
Wait, but I just said I love Kit Kats.
No, but I mean, this guy now has access to 400,000, so he's going to be like the mayor in Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. I know, second time I've mentioned that recently.
Yeah.
But just like, he's horking down Kit Kats.
You'd be surprised how quickly you can go through.
He doesn't want to talk.
Let's move on.
Okay.
All right. Good evening.
Good evening.
We know that Travis Kelce re-signed with the Kansas City Chiefs for a one-year deal, but he has a new job as well.
Oh, boy.
Travis Kelce is Tommy Hilfiger's newest global brand ambassador and creative collaborator. So he's going to be involved in multiple campaigns over the next...
Which brand?
Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah.
And okay. Yeah, starting with the fall 2026 launch, he's going to be part of the campaigns, but creative collaborator...
Put the Kit Kats down.
Good God, woman. Can I just say,
I just got a corn on the cob.
If you have a restaurant and you see Erica eating there, I will tell you how you know she genuinely, she tilts her head back. When she likes a food, she like goes, instead of just like eating it, like looking down, she has to pick the food up so it's above her. And then she like, it's like Guy Fieri goes like down on food.
Yeah.
But like you go, your head goes back.
Yeah.
When you want.
I don't know if I actually eat that way or if I just think about Kit Kats that way.
No, dude, the last few times we've talked about different foods that you like, it's a weird, it's just a thing you have.
It is.
Sorry, back to Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah, so I would bet that Travis is going to come out with his own sort of line with them if he's going to be known as a creative collaborator, okay. But we shall see.
Are we as
he
excited?
He has been looking pretty fit lately.
That's what I was going to ask. We want to see him in underwear as much as like the dude from The Bear. You guys loved that. What's his name?
I can't remember.
But we all wanted to see him.
Jeremy Allen White.
Yeah, I'm not super into the Jeremy Allen Whites of the world. I would love to see Travis, but I actually think he and Taylor are way too like PR smart, and that's just not really his vibe.
She released a song about his dick.
That's true. She's not wrong. She's not wrong. And maybe music video.
Well, he'll be in Tommy's
Undies.
Collab.
Oh. Yeah. Mm.
Huh.
Okay.
And there's just got to be like a redwood tree in there.
He doesn't need to do his job anymore. We just did it for him.
No, 100%.
Yeah.
But like, who else have you been excited? Did you like the Justin shoot?
That one was good. It was fine.
I thought that one was smoldering.
Robert Irwin's was better.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I saw that one. Really? Hot. He's hot?
Oh, yeah.
He's like way too young for me, but yeah, he's hot.
TX, you want to sound off on any of these? Or?
There's been a couple NBA players who have done good ones. I think it's cool. I think it's cool when you could see all the tattoos.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I didn't.
There are some recent pictures of Aaron Gordon that are fire.
Yeah, there you go.
Should we get Dane his own?
Yeah.
God, it's getting really hot in here.
Tattoos.
Here, I'm picturing Dane wearing Tommy Hilfiger. Let me tilt my head back a little bit.
No. He's putting it in his mouth. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Some sad news. Unfortunately, Netflix has announced that they are raising the price of all three of their plans.
This has got to stop.
The standard with ads plan will now cost $8.99 per month, up from $7.99. So that's $1 a month.
Also, wasn't this story like 2 months ago?
It's the second time.
It was at least last week.
Yeah, but we didn't cover it yet.
Okay. I want to know something just guy to guy, okay?
Okay.
I can put the show on hold if you want.
Sure.
Or we can just, okay, let's put the show on hold.
That's my favorite.
Do you want to keep doing old stories and passing off as news?
I couldn't find like a new one. Do you want to hear about the Survivor guy having to pay back taxes?
Yes, let's hear about
that one instead.
We'll erase.
Okay.
Because, yeah. Okay, here we go.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Bad news for the original winner of Survivor, Richard Hatch. He won back in 2000.
Does anybody remember anything about Richard Hatch?
No.
No.
You really don't? Did you watch it?
Sorry, in 2000, I was a child.
I know, but it was the first season.
Yeah. He was the first winner.
And he was kind of a bigger guy. He was a bigger gay guy. And he was like Naked and Afraid. He launched the show Naked and Afraid, basically. Because he would just, I think that's how he won Survivor. Because he would just walk around naked. And everybody's like, I got to get off this island.
Oh,
like, okay. I want out. He was naked all the time. All the time.
Okay, well, he won $1 million and a car and all this stuff. But he's been ordered to pay $3.3 million in back taxes. This has been ongoing for 26 years, basically, of him claiming that CBS was supposed to cover the taxes.
What?
And everyone going, No, that's not how taxes work. But what I don't understand is, all right, he won $1 million in a car.
Yes, sir.
And then like some money. It says he did like some radio interviews that he got some money for. Okay, so that's $1.5 million. He's got to pay $3.3 million.
Penalties.
But now you're paying more than you even won in the first place.
That's the way the IRS works.
How could they even expect to get the money, though? You're like, I didn't even win that much.
They're not.
Okay.
They're going to settle.
Maybe I like the other story better. You want to go back to that one?
Yeah, I like
that. No, we're just out of time.
Okay.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Spring is when plans start becoming real. Trips get booked. Calendars fill up. And if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context, the way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth.
Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105. Off air. Slacker just said, Princess has something to say. And the funny thing is, I'm not actually sure what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
But I would like to pose a moral
You gotta
dilemma.
Stop bringing moral stuff into this
okay,
room.
Maybe it's not moral. Maybe it's just something that happens in life. And might I add, in weddings.
Oh, boy.
That I don't know that I even feel badly about it, but I think that people around me feel maybe more badly about it. So let me explain. This makes no sense.
Okay.
So RSVPs are starting to come in, which is like, yep, there's none of you have RSVP'd. That's totally
That's a lie. That's a lie. I did.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
How dare you?
I didn't check.
I haven't checked the mail yet.
I even took a picture of.
I don't get stuff in the mail until, you know how every once in a while you get an Amazon package and then they slum it and send it through USPS. That's the only time I go check. The rest of the time, what's over there?
You know you have a precious delivery. That's the craziest part.
Hey, Erica.
Yeah?
I've rented the ADA suite at the place you're getting married. I'm coming.
Do you want me to just RSVP you?
Yeah, just go ahead and put me down for one.
You technically have a plus one if you want it, but...
How long do I have to come up with that plus one? And can she be a working girl?
Oh,
I just
that's
feel
why
like
he hasn't RSVP'd yet.
Right,
he's still, you don't know.
Let's go with let's have that conversation off the air
about the working girl part.
Correct. The answer is probably no.
She'll be. Oh my god, what if she's super classy?
Okay, I can't.
Like picture Julia Roberts later on in Pretty Woman, like not at the beginning when she was wearing the boots and stuff. But
I've
later
never seen
on.
The movie.
Oh, it's a good one.
You are so hard to talk to. I make so many movie references. And she's like, "Kay? What? Okay, go ahead."
Okay, so RSVPs are starting to come in, which means, and even before they did, we started getting texts from a few people who can't come, which is beyond, I do not expect everyone to be able to come. It is so fine. I really appreciate the people who told me early.
You kind of hope there's people who don't come.
Appreciate the people who like check their mail. But yes, yeah, I think within certain... Well, I don't know. We really invited only people that we would like to have there for the most part. No, that wasn't a dig at any of you. No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, she kind of looked around the room there.
No, I'm just like, you know, there's always a few.
Okay.
But that's beside the point. I and Dane have been discussing a bit. Don't you feel like when you get married a little later, when you're at the tail end of the group?
Yes.
Don't you feel a little like I was there for all of yours? Shouldn't you kind of make it work? And I don't actually know that I feel this way.
You do. Otherwise, you wouldn't be bringing it
up.
Let her
talk. I think that Dane feels this way for me. He's a little bothered because I have shown up for everyone.
What do you mean by shown up? Like, for second weddings, third weddings, or just you've gone to everybody's first wedding is all you're saying?
Oh yeah, there are no second weddings in my group at the
but
time.
But you showed up when you were in your 20s and didn't have any responsibilities.
I was also extremely poor and I still made it work. There is one, ironically, there was one wedding I could not make work. It was a destination wedding. I was literally on like my last dollars. It just wasn't going to happen. And funny enough, she's having a baby and can't come to mine. And I'm like, girl, we're good. We're good. We love each other. I know it doesn't mean something horrible.
I
don't know. I thought you were going to say because you've RSVP'd to so many. Like, I remember planning a wedding, my wife planning the wedding, and I was there, and people wouldn't RSVP. And it was
I
like,
was in the room.
But you had to like hound them to RSVP. And then you're like, I'm never going to be this way. And then you become that way when other people invite you, and then you're like, "Oh crap, we didn't RSVP. We did. Oh, I'm the problem." Even though it drove me so nuts, so it's a little bit of the inverse because we were like kind of first
early.
Of our
you
friend.
Were first, yeah.
But then we still fell into the same, I don't know, the same trap of just being kind of lazy, kind of forgetful. So do you think there's some of that, that they aren't, it's like, since it's not their day, it's not as...
Oh, yeah. There's big. A lot of that.
Okay.
When you're on the later end, no one cares anymore. And it's so sad because I always viewed everyone else's wedding as the most exciting thing in the world. And now I'm like, oh, wow, that was a me thing, not an everybody thing.
Here's what I think.
Yeah, what are you so pained to say?
It's not you. It's like I've watched this happen with Hack. It's like, there's a wedding back in Iowa. We got to go. There's a wedding back. And then he's killing himself to try to make it work. He's got to fly some set of in-laws in. He's
true.
To watch his kids. Or his sister was graduating at the time, and he's got to fly to Nebraska, find somebody to watch the kids back here, but they're all going to be there. It's like he's rearranging things.
Right.
And there's just a place where if you get married in your 20s, your friends can come. And if you get married in your 30s or 40s, your friends have lives.
I know.
And it's
but that's
not
to say that in our 20s, we didn't. And I think the biggest thing is I'm like, I spent every last dollar to show up for people to do. And like, yeah,
I don't even want to say this because I don't want to hurt you because it's not personal at all. And I don't think your friends are feeling this way.
Yeah.
But like in my 20s, a wedding was fun, exciting. It's going to be awesome. We're going to party.
Yep.
Now
you're almost there. Get there.
It's just a pain. It's only like, we gotta figure out the babysitter, the flights, the time off of work.
Because you still love her.
Exactly. It's nothing to do with her. It's just where your friends, are maybe at in life.
See, Hacker, are you saying you don't want to come to the wedding?
Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios. Stop dreaming. Start building. Finance your remodel with Belco. Visit Belco.org today.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Other people's problems, OPP for short. What's happening today?
We have Dawn today. This is kind of a heavier one. I want to put a disclaimer out. She's dealing with her daughter and her daughter's father. And she's got some questions.
Oh, God. Okay, Dawn.
Yai.
What's going on? How can we help?
Yeah. So a long time ago, you guys are going to hate me, I became involved with a married guy I worked with and had a little affair, and I ended up getting pregnant.
Oh, hold on. Let's start with more details. He was having the affair. Were you also attached, or you were just...
No, I was single, but I also knew he was married. Ooh, so okay. I mean, I wasn't innocent in it.
Thank you for being honest about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't hate you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I maybe appreciate that. I mean, it's not something I'm proud of, but it is a fact. So that's just what it is. Okay. But obviously I got pregnant and he knew it would end his marriage. And so we made this agreement that he would just secretly pay me child support every single month until our daughter turned 18. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't tell his wife. And
Hold on. Did you threaten to tell his wife? Did he make that agreement with you out of a threat, or did he make that just to be sure?
No. I mean, I didn't threaten him because obviously, like, good, better, ugly, like, I'm just as guilty in this situation. So I'm like, I'm just trying to make sure my kid gets the best shot, you know? So he agreed to pay child support. And I was like, I'm not going to make what I don't, because I don't want that for my daughter either, to have to live with that kind of like feeling when she's innocent in it. So yeah, like he agreed to pay. I was like,
and this is just a handshake. We'll talk about there's no legal
documents, because obviously I didn't want anything where his wife, it would potentially get back to his wife with something legal. And so which he's been faithful to pay every, that hasn't been an issue. But
did you
he
say
also
faithful?
Said,
maybe choose a different word.
He's been on time.
Yeah, like any other word you could have chosen.
I've never had to ask for payment. We'll just say that. But part of the agreement was too, that he didn't want to meet our daughter or be in our life at all because of his marriage. But flash forward now, my daughter's 10 and I'm married to this awesome guy who has treated her like his own since the beginning. And he knows the truth. Like, my daughter doesn't. She knows he's not his, her real dad. But he might as well be at this point. But the problem actually is, so now her biological father has reached out and said that he wants to meet her because he and his wife have split up. And so he's not worried about her finding out anymore. And I don't know if I should let him meet my daughter because I don't want her to get hurt. And I mean, this is the type of guy who could have gone her whole life, but has definitely gone the last 10 years without ever meeting her. And so I don't know if the fact that he's continued to pay me every month is enough of a guarantee that he's not going to break her heart later.
Oh my God, that is so heavy.
Because it's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, there's a term, deadbeat dads.
Yeah.
And these are the dudes who just like want nothing to do with their kid. Don't like literally nothing. He's paid.
Right.
That's not.
But he also wants nothing to do with her until now.
Right. Right. It's almost like it's not hush money, like, but it kind of has felt a bit like hush money. But I'm like, I don't care because it's for my kid, you know, but at the same rate, or it's like, okay, well, you have provided for her in some way financially, but it's like, okay, but you were also like, you didn't have that internal, I really want to get to know her or want her to know anything about me until it became convenient. And I understand on one hand, but on the other hand, like, I just can't. And this is a real person. Like, this is my daughter. She's the most important thing in my life. And what happens if 6 months from now it becomes too messy for him and he walks
out
away?
Again. Listen, I know everyone in the room's got questions for you, but like 303-222-5423, call, text. Does this kid miss out on something by this, him never coming in? Who, like, there are so many potential victims in this.
I know, but
the dude who's been raising your daughter, that's not fair.
Like, she also kind of has a dad. Does the biological of it matter?
For medical reasons later on, maybe.
Mom has contact with him. She could get the answers.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, I kind of almost feel like maybe I should be like, at this stage, maybe we just cross this bridge when she's 18. Or if she ever asks questions about you, like, I'm open to that, but it has to be her choice because you've been fine to not be a part of it this long. But also, I'm like, what is that? Like, is that the right choice? Because she is a child.
But he hasn't
don't know. It's a lot.
He hasn't been completely not a part of it.
But he has.
And also,
completely not a part of it means no financial either.
And I don't want to defend this guy at all, but I don't know that he's been fine with it. Like, it's been 10 years and maybe he's like, this has eaten me alive for 10 years and I made a mistake and now I want to do whatever I can to rectify it. I don't know. And maybe he's a horrible guy and he hasn't cared at all. Or maybe he's been like, man, I'm living this double life and what kind of mess did I get in? And all right, I'm just going to try to make it right now.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, how long have they been divorced? Do you know?
I don't know. I didn't ask. He just said that it's not a worry anymore, that it doesn't matter if she finds out, it's done and over. So also, at the very least, it's final. Like, you know, they're not still.
Dude,
I
know you want to judge that dude and he's terrible.
It's just that, like, oh, it doesn't matter if my ex finds out now. It's like, oh my gosh, I feel like it still does.
Yeah. Because it's just not a threat hanging over his head.
Sure.
If I had to guess, and I'm not, I don't know anything about this, but this is probably a serial cheater, dude.
He knocked you up,
Dawn, and then paid you off all this time. And then he's probably got caught again and again. And his wife finally left him. And now it's like, well, if it comes out I was cheating before the one she caught me on, who cares?
I really struggle with what's right for the kid because she has a dad.
She does.
And
And that dude ain't it.
Right. Like, yeah, I don't know 10, that she needs so to meet
like
someone.
She's not little anymore, where it's just kind of like we could kind of explain it without really explaining it. Like, now we'll have to. And that opens a whole other can of worms.
So you haven't said anything to her ever, like your dad is dead or he's in prison. You've just never
just
really
around.
Yeah, I mean, she hasn't asked a whole lot of in-depth questions because luckily she is just 10. But she is, I mean, you know, she is asked, where is my dad or things like that. And I've just said, well, you know, he can't be here right now, but he makes sure that you have what you need. And that's kind of how I've left it. And then she just stopped asking questions because I've, you know, met my now husband and he's filled that hole in her heart. And it's never even been a thing she's brought up since I've met him. So
have you told him
opening a whole new worm? Yes, I have told him. And he basically said, listen, you know, unfortunately, this is something you have to make a choice on your own because this is your daughter and I can't make this decision for you, which I respect, but on the same way, like, I feel very responsible for his emotions too, but I respect the fact that he's not like pushing that on me.
So many lives could get wrecked here.
Or made better.
Or, yeah, I don't know this guy. And again, I don't want to defend him because he sounds like not the best guy. But like the best thing would have been for him to be in her life 10 years ago.
Correct.
The second best would have been yesterday. The third best.
Tomorrow.
Today. Tomorrow. Like,
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
And that will just always be true. But if he, and maybe a lot can change in 10 years. If he's been through divorce and he's realized errors of his ways. I don't know that he has. So
yeah, this feels convenient because it's like now I can't get caught.
Right.
Now that I have immunity, I'll confess all my crimes.
Right.
You know? But is it bad? I'm going to say something really cheesy. Is it bad to have more people in your kid's life who love them? No. But how do we trust this dude who would just go, oops, I got you pregnant. I'll just throw cash at you until you go away.
Right. That's where it's at. Because if everything goes best case scenario, then that's fantastic. But what if it doesn't?
You also, know? Like, this does he then have rights pet, to, like,
this is a person.
Have her half the time?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like, you cannot think so, but he could. The court could say otherwise.
Yeah, he could potentially fight me for custody. And, I mean, I didn't even consider that until now, and that's terrifying.
But there's nothing written down with him. He'd have to go get a paternity test. There'd be a whole lot of legal steps that, like, for him to force himself into your child's life, he's going to have to do a bunch of things that I don't think a serial cheater would do.
Probably not, but we don't know.
You don't want your DNA out there and then 23andMe goes, check out all these 10, 8, 9, 7 year olds that you've fathered, you tool.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't think the paperwork usually says that.
Oh, it doesn't?
Yeah.
That's what mine said.
Yeah.
All right, Dawn, I'm so sorry. Hang on. We're going to get you an answer. Hang on. What a horrifying.
I know, but now I'm stuck on what you said of like having more people who love your daughter in her life. Like, I just think of, I always view having step family as like, I just get more people who love me and who I love.
But there's legal commitments in there that make those people in your life. This guy is paying her off with a handshake. Yeah. Now he wants to come in. And if he doesn't feel like being a father tomorrow,
he's gone.
He could be.
Yeah.
But he could be, if he wants this now, like TX said, maybe he's like, holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what if he's got kids and he wants to like them to meet their half sister?
Or he doesn't. And he's like, this was my chance. I don't know.
We definitely need your help. Should Dawn allow, he's not a full on deadbeat, but I'm going to say deadbeat.
Okay.
Allow the deadbeat dad back in her daughter's life. 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423. Alice
105.9. It's a little heated in here. We're trying to help out Dawn. She admitted up front, she didn't feel great about it. She had an affair. She wasn't having an affair, but she, she had a relationship with a man she knew to be married. She got pregnant and he said, please don't tell my wife, I'll pay for this kid. And that's been the arrangement for the last 10 years.
And it has worked.
But now we don't know what happened, but his marriage has fallen apart. And now he's like, I've been paying faithfully. I know that's a weird word to use.
Yeah.
I have, whatever the word is, always paid. May I meet my daughter? And she's like, shit. Because since then, she's married somebody who has taken on the responsibility of being a father figure in her daughter's life.
Correct. But both the daughter and him, obviously, like, no, the daughter is not biologically his. Correct. But yeah.
Okay. So let's just get started. Linda?
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Do you have advice for Dawn?
I certainly do. What gives her the right to keep that child from her father? She's going to pay a heavy price when that girl is 18 and finds out what she's been hiding all along. She didn't have any problem laying down with that dude. Fess up, honey. You want the money? Let her know who her father is. I don't care if you didn't do it 10 years ago. Do it today.
But Linda, he said he didn't want to be in her life. Don't you at some point go, you don't, if you didn't want to be with her when she's a baby, you don't get to see her later.
He was too stupid to see what was right.
He was too stupid, that's so now she has to pay for that?
Yeah.
The child is not going to pay for that. She's going to know her father regardless, whether it's today or 10 years from now, and I feel sorry for her mother 10 years from now. I know things that are happening today, and you don't want to know.
I love your passion for this, but is there any part of you that thinks the mom is just trying to protect her daughter from some guy? He didn't give a living.
She didn't have any problem taking his money.
Yeah, no. I mean, there is that.
To provide for her daughter.
I'm standing up for men these days because men are too stupid to stand up for themselves.
Thank you.
I don't think that was a compliment.
And you know what? I'm working on a book right now, and it's all about men, because I am going to expose a lot of that women have put men through, and it's time that it stops.
You know that we can't read, right?
I'm also okay.
Thank you for the call, Linda.
That's been the problem.
I just think I love her passion, but dude, like, if there was somebody who was mean to Hazel a long time ago, then comes back and like, I want to apologize to Hazel for being mean to her on the playground, you'd be like, no.
Right.
Like,
I'd be like, yeah, good. I'm glad you've changed. I'm glad you realized the error of your ways.
But would you open your lives to that person in such a big way?
With situations like this, I've never been through it, so I don't know, but it seems like this is never going to go away. Like, the daughter will always know her bio dad's out there.
You're right.
Like, it will never be like, right. Screw him.
Whatever.
It will be a thing. And
This guy could choose to come in and leave again, and that's awful. That's bad.
Does that almost
give you closure a little? Like, man, we tried.
If she met him and then he does it again, now it's like she can make her decision to go F him.
That's where I'm actually torn from what you just said.
It's really weird because he never makes good points.
Yeah, and men never stand up for themselves because they're so dumb.
It's one stupid point.
Thank you.
Why am I in a mood today? Jackie?
Yay.
What do you think?
I was in the same situation. I was about 11 or 12, and my bio mom came back into our life.
Wow.
My stepmom and father set me down and said, what do you want to do? And there was three of us, and we all agreed that we decided we did not want to visit with her, and we wrote her a letter. Each of us wrote our own letters and submitted it to her with the reasons why we did not want to visit with her.
Wow.
She's old enough where you have to kind of give her that opportunity. Otherwise, she might regret you guys later for not giving her that chance.
Do you regret the decision you made, or you stand?
Not one bit. Nope.
Because those are your parents. The people who raised you are your parents.
Correct. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
But you got to give this 10-year-old autonomy in her own. You have to.
She's old enough where she understands what's going on, and she knows she has a biological father. I think you've got to give her that opportunity, and you've got to explain, you know, this could go sour, you know, if you decide to do this. That's 10-year-old up to you.
Trying to explain that feels so. But I think also what makes it more complicated for those of us who haven't been in this situation is thinking about the adult level of it.
Yeah.
The money, the affair, all of that. But it's like, yeah, I guess to this girl.
That all just happened. And there's nothing we can do about it.
Right.
It doesn't matter whether or not he's paying child support or any of that. That doesn't matter. At the end of the day, what matters is what that little girl wants. And if she's asked about her dad, she's going to want to know about her dad. And she's not going to like it if you keep it secret until she's 18. Yeah. You know?
The weird thing is 10-year-olds are so much smart. Like us when we were 10 versus a 10-year-old right now. They really are. Different. They're maybe not mature, but more
aware.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Jackie. Appreciate that.
I remember my kids wrote me a letter once. I can't read it. Someone can help.
We are trying to tackle a real problem here.
Oh, man.
And you're on my last nerve, dude. Kathy?
Yay.
You have advice for Dawn, who's wondering whether she should introduce her 10-year-old to her bio dad?
Yeah, I totally think she should have a family meeting and sit down all three of them and ask her daughter. She's old enough to be able to say whether she wants to or not. I also think, like, with the legal stuff,
what is that going to do if dad does decide he wants to take it to court and drag them all through court?
Right.
He would have to do some major wrangling, though, because he's probably not listed as a father on the birth certificate. He'd have to, like, get a DNA test from the daughter, prove paternity. Like, there's a lot. He'd have to be a real intrusive D-bag to pull this off.
Have to really want it.
Yes.
Yeah. If he really wants it, he would go through with it, which could put them through so much trauma.
And it would just be easier to put her through the trauma, let her decide if she wants to dip her toe in the trauma water.
Right. And then if she says no and he pushes, then that's different.
Totally. But I think first step is having that family meeting.
Yeah. And maybe if the stepdad shows, or would he be stepdad? Yeah. Her dad.
Yeah.
The one who's married to her
actually
mom.
Maybe doing
if he
the
could
heavy
show
lifting.
Some support for her being like, I approve of this. Like, I'll always be your dad. But.
All right. I think we have an answer. So I'm just going to turn TX microphone off.
He didn't even say anything.
That's one. The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
9.
Dude, I don't know.
This is okay. Look, everyone has been born. Everyone listening to us has been born.
That is so
what
true.
A statement.
Can you tell how uncomfortable I am right now?
Yeah, the weirdest conversation has transpired off air.
We were just talking about, like, if you were conceived on Valentine's Day, February 14th, what's 2 + 9 = 11?
Yeah, 14. It's November.
Okay, November.
So if you're a November baby,
my son.
My sister.
Oh my God, are you serious?
He is, yeah.
He's a Valentine's baby.
I don't know. I don't know that, but he's, November 3rd. So probably he was, he was a couple weeks early. Oh, yeah.
Here's
I guess
deal.
He must be.
He was a couple weeks early?
Yeah, from his due date.
Oh, yeah.
So he must
be. No, but here's the thing, Erica. They're
well, right.
They're active.
Sure, like,
they're healthy.
There is a point where you can see, like, a couple who's not having relations a ton, then they just have babies in November because it's like, that's the one day the guy goes, yo, gonna need a little help over here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. See you next year.
So, like, I'm in late March. What is that? June? July?
I think so.
I'm so bad at math.
Okay. Yeah, it would be middle of June. Yeah. My anniversary. And we have a daughter.
Yeah, you sure do.
Wait a minute.
So, in March? Yeah, her birthday.
So you, your
I guess,
kids?
I don't know. I've never thought of it that way. We are an outlier. I don't.
Because you have lots of relations.
It's hard to pin it down, and
difficult.
I don't like this. It feels like I'm bragging. I'm not trying to brag. I just
lots of words you could have chosen there.
What's also interesting, you have to keep in mind, this is a little bit of science class. A pregnancy is typically 40 weeks. However, that 40 weeks does not begin the day of conception.
It doesn't.
It begins the last day of the period prior cycle, whatever.
They always do that.
Actually, the first day of your period is the first day of your cycle, so kind of a whole thing. But the 40 weeks begins, the last day of your period. And, sorry, I told you this
so many times you said it.
I know.
How many more times do you think you're going to say it?
Period.
So it
is interesting because it's like, yes, we can go 40 weeks before March 28th was June 21st. But.
So equinox? My parents are big. It's the equinox. Honey, get in here.
It's still late.
I can balance an egg.
But then you have to consider like a couple, like maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, like a buffer range?
Right. Yeah.
Here's all I'm saying. TAC asked the question.
Oh, by the way, and TAC's son's birthday is spot on for Valentine's Day. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay.
You asked the question off air.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a November baby, does it bother you that your parents had obligation relations to have you?
Yeah. Like you can kind of pinpoint the reason for it. Or do you want to just have a random birthday and you go, my parents were just...
They just loved each other. And they just got after it on a random June evening.
You can also really love each other.
True.
All days of the year, and it just happens that you are ovulating. I'm telling you, we're in science class, kids.
Okay.
That's true, yeah. And then, like, for our example, it's like Valentine's wasn't like, oh, mark the calendar, because it's like we're because right. we're
but you definitely
active other times.
You're too. Active other times, but you knew for when you're active. Oh my God! But, like, why are we even trying to do this on the air? Because everyone's afraid to say what we want to say.
I think it's just you that's afraid.
Yeah, I actually don't feel afraid at all. I'm digging my heels into science right now.
So then you're also June something. Does that date mean something for your parents?
Absolutely. My mother's birthday. And I'm so sorry, Mom. I'm sorry. But
Mom's birthday. All right. I love it.
My parents also had four kids. There was no questioning.
But were they around the same time?
No.
Because you know that happens.
Well, there's two in August.
Like, you can see families who just keep churning out babies. If they churn out babies every November, it's like Valentine.
But
like,
I always thought, too, that women put thought into when they want to be pregnant, like which season.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you definitely don't want to be, I mean, my ex-wife got pregnant just because she did.
Right.
But like, you don't want to be 9 months pregnant in July. That sucks.
You don't. Because
it's just, you're just huge, sweating from everywhere. You had to pee all the time.
I know,
you feel terrible.
I also, like, I think when you're younger, you might think that way. Now as I'm getting older, I'm like,
whenever.
Oh boy, the clock really? Is ticking, and no. just I'll take wow. it whenever.
Okay, yeah,
we readjusted because our son was born in November, so she was more pregnant, not 9 months, but more pregnant in the summer. For
she didn't like it.
She's like, we're not doing that again.
So
she was pregnant in the winter.
Did you?
That's funny.
Did you know? Did you know?
What are you asking?
Like no.
Like sometimes you're like, oh my God, I think that might have been the shot. Like, you know, it's like Luke Skywalker when he's flying through the trenches, like, and you're trying to hit the little thing to blow up the Death Star. You're like, please go in. And I was like, da-dum! And he's like, I think I got it. And like that.
It's
like,
wild to me that you
have children.
No, well, that and also you.
Yeah.
I won't say how much older, but the older man in the room is the most uncomfortable with this.
I'm not uncomfortable with it. I'm trying to help out anybody listening. To not sure. say too many things
sure.
mm-hmm. that are too
I'm not
descriptive.
Helping them.
You're not.
I do not think I could pinpoint it. No. But we were also in the mode of we were ready to have our children at the time. You were aware
of what was happening
sure, yeah.
with the body.
So we had just kind of removed all barriers and we're like, let's
but
just
go. But you knew going. There was a, this was the week.
Yeah, did you know the window? Days.
Well, we did.
Okay.
Yeah, we knew the window.
Okay. And you didn't go like,
no, because I'm not a dumbass.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Spring is when plans start becoming real. Trips get booked. Calendars fill up. And if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context. The way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Okay, Tiak has made the conversation uncomfortable in the room, and now it's spilling out onto the air.
Mm.
He asked, what is our breakup strategy?
Yeah, no, I don't need tips or anything.
Oh, my. Honestly, good to clarify. Yeah.
I'm curious.
I don't think I have a strategy. I don't
break up with people.
You become just undateable, nope. So they break up with you.
I guess on accident.
What do you mean on accident?
There's like a few people who have gone on maybe a date with who I've been like, I do not wish to continue to see you, whatever.
But you've said those words.
Well, no, I sent him like an anti-ghost text.
What does an anti-ghost text look like?
Hey, XYZ name. It's been really fun getting to know you and I've had a great time. I just don't see this going anywhere further. I think that I'm looking for something, or like, we don't have the spark that I'm looking for. I wish you the best.
Mm.
Did you let AI write that, or you wrote it yourself? Like, you really...
All this brain, baby. No, this is like a common thing, men should get on board, because my God.
Especially if you don't fill in the name, just leave it XYZ.
Exactly.
Fill in your own name here, sir.
I had a great, 1, 2, 3, or 4 dates.
Because direct honesty is one of the tactics, but I don't see you as doing that very often. Only if there's not enough investment yet.
Yeah, in like relationships, which I've not had very many, like full blown, this is my boyfriend relationships, I don't break up with them. And the two that there's only been like one time that I can think of that I broke up with a boyfriend. And then we got back together and then he dumped me.
Oh. So do you think he got back together just so he could
get the dunk? Stayed together like another, I don't even remember, year.
Mm.
What?
And then it was like, oh yeah. Okay, we were also children. This is so long ago.
The long game. He's like, I'm going to get her.
I just don't break up with people.
Okay. I relate to that.
But that feels, sure. Without being mean, that feels needy.
God forbid a girl enjoy the person she's spending time with.
But you didn't enjoy it. You broke up with him and then took it back.
That was one time. But in all my other relationships, I just think they didn't like me very much.
That's not true. That is true.
That's why they broke up with me.
But you didn't like that. Like when you think about it, you didn't really like them either.
When I think about it now, like in hindsight, of course, I'm like, oh my God, all these reasons why that would have never worked out.
But while you were in it, you thought it was forever?
I don't know if I was thinking about forever with all of them.
You're just like, this is great for now, and this is great. This is great. Not for now, just this
and
is
like
great.
If it turns into longer, great, let's keep it going.
Yeah. There was certainly really? One yeah. that I mean, we were like talking about moving in together. We were talking about things, but we were so young. Like looking back now, I'm like, I'm so glad we didn't. But yes, I thought it was great. And then I was out of it, and my friends and family were like, yikes, girl.
Okay. It's
weird. My wife and I were just talking about this. I've actually dumped, I guess you would say, one girlfriend in
you
my
did?
Life. Yeah, I did.
I don't. Please don't take this wrong. I find that fascinating.
Okay, that's fine.
It's the same thing.
I know, yeah. Because no, but Hack, just look at those little chocolatey eyes. He's been hurt a bunch. I'm just fascinated that you didn't leave more people, Erica.
Mm.
It just seems like you would grow tired of something and go, enough of that.
Kept them around even though I didn't want to.
Yeah. Okay.
But so you've dumped one person.
Yeah, and I really mishandled it because I went over there to do it, and then I kind of chickened out, and we ended up like watching a full movie, and then the movie was over.
What?
And I was like, well, what? By the way.
Hold on.
I know, it was God. So bad. I was like, so, I've never done it.
Muster?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with her. It was the anti-ghost text in real life. You're just like, this isn't going anywhere. You know, like nothing personal. And I really mishandled it. And I still like regret it to this day. Like, what an idiot. And of course, then she came circling back. It was kind of like, hey man, like what was that?
That was weird. Like, I can make you feel better.
Let's do it. I
have to ask one little, like, were you affectionate during the movie? Were you like
no.
holding hands and snuggly?
No, and I think I did the weird, like, I'm just going to kind of sit on this side and it was terrible. It was terrible.
So what does that make you like? What is your breakup style then?
Avoid confrontation.
It. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I'm definitely an avoid confrontation guy.
But if you're going, are you?
Dude, I am. The only place I'm confrontational is right here.
Okay.
In real life, am I confrontational? Like, you've been around me in real life. Again, I've said, I order steak, you bring me fish, I eat it.
Right. True.
I am not confrontational.
But in a breakup, like, if you know, like, this gotta end.
I've had a couple of relationships that were volatile.
Okay.
And if they raise the temperature in the room, I will fight back.
And you'll go, we're not
this
doing
is,
this.
Yeah, this is done.
But okay.
Isn't it easier to break up if there is that up and down?
Like a reason.
Yeah, a reason.
That
or
does
you
make
cheated.
It easier.
Or you, I found out that, like,
yes.
There's a something. What if you're just like, eh?
Eh is the worst.
Yeah.
Because you're like, there's nothing wrong with this.
It's also just there's nothing quite right.
There's nothing right
with this.
And I'm kind of closing myself off to other opportunities, but there aren't any there yet. But it's got to be better than this.
Yeah. You said,
"Yeah, oh yeah,"
that you could believe
I'm gonna admit this on the air. Like,
if there's something worse than T-Hax watching a full length trilogy,
so much worse, and it happened to me.
Oh,
I did not do this.
Okay.
It was similar. Guy came over. We hung out. I think there was like some like hand holding, not like. Full-blown affection. And then, bing, bing, there's a text on his phone, and it says, did you break up with her yet? From his brother.
Oh.
And I was like, I guess we need to talk about that, don't you think?
And that's how he did it?
And then he's like, oh, yeah, by the way. Yeah.
Want to watch a movie?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
There is an outrageous story in the news. It's something that I think just couldn't possibly happen in the real world, except we're discussing it off air, and Eric is like, oh, yeah. No, it's like, there's a woman.
I've got questions about this woman. So, yeah, continue.
There's a woman who has slept with two brothers who are identical twins.
Okay.
Has had offspring as a result. And whomever, I don't know if it's the twins or her or the combination, all had the rocket science idea of let's get a DNA test and figure out whose baby it is.
Right.
You're
the problem with identical twins.
Yeah, it's a problem.
It's the same DNA.
It is. Hence the word.
It's copy paste.
It's identical.
Yeah.
You're the same. Yeah. If I have an identical twin and I go kill Aaron.
Okay.
Who did it?
Yeah, I don't know that we should like put Aaron's death.
She loves murder mysteries.
Do they have like the same fingerprints and stuff too? That's all.
I think so. Yeah. It's identical.
Okay, so.
So yeah. Do you think the people at the DNA place, when they came in and explained the situation, were like, we're going to charge you double because you don't know anything.
Because you're like,
an idiot.
Identical twins do not have the same fingerprints, all DNA testing would be the same.
Gotcha. Yes.
So they would have to, there'd be no way, having relations, there's no way to know whose fingerprints was on it. It's only the...
Yeah,
correct. We're talking about
the murder.
Yeah, the murder thing.
Yeah.
So we can't kill Aaron.
Sounds like Aaron's maybe interested.
That's what I'm saying. She wants to be featured on a murder podcast, and she doesn't care if it's twins who do it. First off, how dumb?
Well, so my question was, was she dating one of them? Someone somewhere in this article, it was like. She even had a hard time telling them apart. I'm like, so did she think that she was only sleeping with one of them? Or I guess we don't know the answer.
This was 8 years ago, by the way. Mm-hmm. So all this is kind of coming out. Like, did the brothers know? That's my question.
Yeah.
Were they like, get in there, Tom. No, you first, him. Like, I don't like.
No, I do not believe. I think it says that they did not know at the time that this occurred that they had both.
But then how did she get, if you know that's my brother's girlfriend, then what are you doing, man?
A girlfriend situation.
Yeah.
Kind of more of a one night stand with each. But then I'm like, okay, so say one's name is Barry and the other's name is Chad. I don't know.
No, parents do that, Barry and Gary. They do like.
Say they're Barry and Gary. It's like you walk up to one in a bar and you're like, Gary, so good to see you again. And he's like, I'm Barry. And then you're like, let's get it on.
Probably.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Or are the twins just like, this happens all the time. Oh, yeah. Hey, good to see you. And then they're like,
this girl wants to make out. And then, one thing led to another. Right. And you're like, and then she comes up to the, hey, God, remember the other night? I don't, but like, let's, and then, you know.
I like the scenarios we're creating. This is really creative of us.
It is super creative, but I think we've had enough of it. We need to talk about you, Erica. Okay.
For the record, no relations were had. No relations were had. But there was a time, I'm so sorry, Mom. That in the same night, I may have kissed brothers.
Oh.
And I got yelled at by their friend. Because
for
I was
being left out or what?
I guess he was just mad that I would do that. And I was like, but so did they?
Yeah.
Did everybody know that you had been?
Oof. It was kissing only. There was there was nothing else going on.
Can you tell the rest of the story?
Well, the problem is I had come to that party with a third man that I had been on a couple dates with. Okay. But he was
their friend?
Weirdly enough, the guy I came with was like, I don't even care. Go for it.
So he
was the worst. He was the worst. He would invite me to hang out and we'd go on a date and then we'd hang out and then he'd be like, want nothing to do with you. And then a couple weeks later, we'd go to a party together. Like, it was so dumb. He hated me. I'm pretty sure I hated him too, clearly.
And to prove that you hated him, you found a set of siblings.
I don't remember. This was in my early 20s. Okay. I was living in LA. I was poor. They were probably buying me drinks. That's no reason to kiss a random man.
I'm just saying, if you've got a credit card,
keep listening. No. I just think that I didn't know they were brothers until maybe after, like,
In the middle of what?
Your tongue seems familiar.
No.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
In the room, and anyone listening, if you feel like you're gonna get sick, do you know it ahead of time?
Gonna get sick. Throw up?
Throw up, yeah. Don't you have that little, you have a little
Guess
inkling?
Not.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't. Well, maybe people listening think I do. I don't brag about a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I am the barf master. I don't think I've ever barfed a place that barf wasn't welcome.
Oh,
dude, that's a lie. Wait, didn't he just?
You opened a couch to puke in it.
Yeah, right? But that was my couch.
And it was welcome there?
Okay.
Sure. What about the Boulder dorms?
The Boulder dorms, yeah. I was still in the bathroom.
Yeah, but you turned the ground.
But
pink.
I will say this. In that was the end of my streak right there, the Boulder dorms. The couch at my house. I forgot about that one.
It was more recent, and you literally just recently told us about it. So.
But it was your couch. That is
fair.
It
was my couch. Like, I've never been like, oh, woo. Like, I do find it fascinating when somebody's just walking along, even at a bar, and you can tell they're kind of tipsy. I was going to Bacon Social House.
Nice.
It was like one of their, it was like on a Sunday, and they do brunches or whatever. Okay. But it was still pretty early. And as we pulled into the parking lot, there was a girl standing next to the building. And I'm like, oh my God, she's sad. Look how red her face is. And then it was like, projectile.
I've seen that
everywhere.
Too by the Williams Jewelers on Broadway and like Bellevue. This woman just starts puking. And I was like, what are the prices that high?
No, Williams Jewelers.
They're that Jewelers low. Is, they're
yes,
so
she was
low,
like, I can't believe it. Like,
that might be like sickness, though, not from drinking.
Not outside Bacon Social House.
Sorry, I'm referencing the jewelers.
Yeah, the jeweler one was probably, yeah.
Because I think the only time that I've like really surprise puked is real sick, not drinking sick.
But you're saying 100%, 2 seconds before, no warning signs. You were just like, so anyway, there I was. Oh.
No. No, not 2 seconds before, but.
You always have a warning.
I threw up once in the last year and it was Slacker's fault.
That was not my fault. Did I hold a gun to your head and say, drink more Salvi B? No, I did not.
We were just having so much fun.
Yeah, she was sitting on that couch. She could smell it. Yeah.
But like, I don't really throw up, but like, you definitely know.
That's what I think.
Except maybe the jeweler situation.
I threw up so much as a kid that like my body developed these tics. Like my hand, I start to tingle.
Oof.
Okay.
And then my hands like pull in, like the muscles of my hands pull in. I always thought it's because that's where I put my hands on the counters to hold myself. But I think it was just the tension. It's almost like a migraine thing.
There's
where you have that tingle.
Nothing worse than knowing you're about to be sick.
Yeah.
When you're laying in bed and you're like,
and you wake up and you're just like,
you know it's coming, and you're like, please God, if I just try to close my eyes again, and you're like, it's not gonna work, man.
Yeah.
I have to get up. Whereas so many other people, like my brothers, would just go, no, I'm just going to stay in bed. And then they barf in bed and then go, mom, and my mom has to come clean it up. She never cleaned up my puke.
They didn't have the puke.
Because they sit there and they go, you can try to convince yourself it's not going to happen. You know that.
But what about the puke bowl?
So I did not know about the puke bowl until my ex-wife. I never heard of that.
Hold on, Erica. I don't know if I've ever asked you this. Was your puke bowl the same as the popcorn bowl?
I can't remember, but I
mean,
it is. Mine was
it's
Finding Nemo.
It's the biggest damn bowl in your house.
I'm definitely Nemo leaning every time.
I'm definitely leaning yes.
Of course it is.
You actually just scared me with your
story. Well, I was waiting patiently because I'd never heard of it. And then one time my ex-wife was like, here, Mia, have this. And I'm like, that's a popcorn bowl.
Same bowl.
What the hell are you doing?
Do you have a puke bowl in your household, Tia?
We don't. My kids aren't pukers, knock on wood.
They're
like
not.
I mean, a handful here and there, but not
like spit up when they were little.
Sure, yeah. And then like just like a couple times for them.
I remember you telling a story about how Leo puked on the plane and he was what? Why did I do that? Like, he was so confused. And I think about that all the time because I'm just like, little Leo.
It was on the plane. And they gave him little wings afterwards to make him feel better. Now he does it every time because he thinks he needs to.
Also, sorry. You asked a question for a reason.
It's interesting. So this has happened twice that I can remember. Not to me, but I've witnessed it. One time we were at the food court at a mall back in Iowa. We're just sitting at a food court. And a guy was walking by and just didn't even stop. Just let it rip, puked on a table, and just kept walking. Didn't even enter the food court. It was like a drive-by. Like he just,
oh, my God.
And then everyone in the area was just like, what? The guy.
And he was showing. Like, what?
Sorry.
What was that? Showing no obvious signs of stomach holding.
Not at all.
Just like, he just had one in the chamber.
Yeah,
that is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
It was like a crowd of people walking, too. Like, it was just.
He didn't even try
He vanished. How would you even I don't even remember what he looked like.
And also,
he
was like, so, what was he supposed to do anyway?
I find a trash can. Do anything. Right? Hold
back. No, sorry. I mean, after. Like, I kind of keep walking.
But you have to, at the very least, hold your hands over your mouth and, like, be the filter. Like, you should be,
yeah,
like, trying to
hold it in.
Yeah. It should just, like, open your mouth in a crowd of people. Is the wildest thing I've ever heard.
And then, so the other one that happened was recently I was DJing and the party was there forever. And then a guy just sitting at the table and then just no warrant, didn't even like make a step to get up and head to the bathroom. Just onto
the table. On the table. Yes. Grab a glass. Do something.
Exactly. Grab a glass.
No, I have a friend who threw up into a champagne flute once and I'm really impressed with her.
There's no way she made it.
She nailed it.
That's only
nothing.
That's all you need.
Now I can make a toast.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I got a story that I want just to be a warning. Don't get in between a person and their Costco membership.
Oh, right? Boy. Okay.
Yeah.
I've got a story of a... This guy just, what are you doing, man?
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Indiana. Indiana, I don't know. Do they have accents or?
It's just
Midwest.
Yeah, that's it.
Sure. All right, so a man in Indiana thought, I've got a plan here. He decided to steal a semi-truck.
But yay! I've always wanted to do that.
The truck actually was filled with Bud Light.
Let's go!
And he stole it from outside of a liquor store, led police on a chase into another county, so he really had it going for a while. And the chase finally ended when he drove the semi into a sheriff's patrol car and crashed into a field.
Did he grab some Bud Lights before he took off?
Well, it sure seems that way because he was taken to the hospital for minor injuries and had a blood alcohol level of 0.103.
That sounds, yeah, rookie.
Isn't 0.08 the legal limit?
Yeah, but that's only 2 points higher.
Okay, sure. Now, here's what's interesting. After he crashed the car into a field, he was refusing to get out of the truck, and officers had to use, help me out here, pepper balls to get him out? What are pepper balls?
I'm assuming they're like little...
like a bath bomb.
No, aren't they like filled with pepper spray or something and they help like they emit...
But what, do they shoot them at him and then they explode on him?
Yeah.
I never heard of that before.
Well, like, the good news is he's the only one hurt. So the pepper balls got him.
Huh, they used to call me pepper balls in high school.
I bet they did. But can you show
also,
us why?
Was it all worth it for Bud Light? Coors Light at least.
No, I mean, if you're looking for a light beer and there's just a truck there, beggars can be choosers.
Yes.
My story's out of Florida. So a woman was at a gas station connected to Costco in Florida.
Woo! Oh, sorry, I forgot.
I'm going to probably do that like four more times.
Pepper balls!
There was apparently some sort of line at the gas station there, and one woman said... pulled up to a gas station employee and said, you should revoke this woman's membership for how this other woman is acting. That woman didn't take kindly to it, so she began chasing the victim's car on foot.
Wait.
What? She was like, don't ever say take mine. That's not what you do in Florida.
Florida!
So after chasing her on foot, she jumped into her own vehicle and chased her that way. The chase ended a half mile away. The woman grabbed the victim and punched her in the head.
So sorry, the one that was doing the chasing is the one that the other one said you should revoke her membership.
Yeah, she's like, don't get between me and my Costco membership.
You're about to catch these hands in bulk.
It's pretty good.
Then the woman who had just been punched in the head by the wackadoo in Florida. Then grabbed a small axe she keeps in her car and defended herself that way.
Oh.
Okay. Small axe?
Yeah.
Just in the car?
Yeah, in Florida, that's what you...
Oh.
Yeah.
I hope they can bury the hatchet.
Those were all the stupid people that we could find. for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two. Featuring an all-new cast, this installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Bidding on a lighting project? Graybar makes it easy from design to delivery to job site logistics. Smart, scalable, and job site ready. Yep, Graybar does that.